Here's another poem in that vein where I sort of went through a magazine and called out a bunch of lines and then toyed around with them. The silence shrouding the country. The silence shrouding the country was broken. I saw Jesus without the miracles, Picasso, Twombly, Callas, and Hendrix. Impossible new science and technology. The war of the world just narrowly survived by hunkering down in its trenches and faking its own death. In a way, it was sport. A detail from the East Frieze of the Parthenon, how the Israeli press misreported the outbreak, and classical music without fear, burrowing into the screw holes of the brain. I thought hard about what it means to be poor today, Phidias busy with freestanding statues, mainly outsides. How do we summarize the relationship, given a life marked by more than one tragedy, living in Paris in the 20s, the communist movement in my toe, the denial of God's transcendence in deliberately obscure language? The great composer entertained the brutal dictator. Akhmatova began writing. Further details are available on our website. I saw Joseph and the angel. I saw native insurgencies and the genocidal impulse. I saw preaching from a pulpit of bones the integrity of the particular case, virtually every cartoon ever published in the New Yorker. And here and there we could spot the sad, cheap family heirlooms, the American venture, the ever-present possibility of renewal.